Next case, please.
The next case is case number 12,287, Boys and Girls Club of Delaware Incorporated. They seek a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as a classroom, sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Oak Orchard Road, approximately 379 feet southeast of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address is 31550 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro. Zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is 234-29.00-69.06. Staff will note that there are two letters in support, zero letters opposition, and zero mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Erica Kennedy, 23512 Tristan Lane, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Mildred Charnick, 27220 Caravelle Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening. The only burden of proof that you have this evening is to convince us that you do not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties for the request. So explain, please.
Okay, so yeah, we've asked for the special use exception to continue. We have the modular units been there for a few years now. We tried to locate some money so that we could remove it and add on to our building, which we are in the process of doing now. We're trying to acquire some more land behind us. But right now we have 50 kids that are in that mobile unit every day. We have 100 kids in the building every day, which is our max. And 50 of them are in that modular unit. So if we did not get our special use exemption, we would have to lose 50 of the kids. We also have a waiting list of about 30 or 40 kids on a waiting list waiting to get into the Boys and Girls Club. We haven't had any complaints as far as the looks of the building or anything, why it's been there. And I don't think we got any complaints and letters. We did have a couple letters here too that I don't think you got, that we had a couple more letters of people wanting to, you know, approve it. So we just asked that we would be able to leave the building there. Like I said, we are right now, we have had some people approach us about wanting to help us add on to the building, remove the mobile unit and add on, but we're trying to acquire some land that's behind us, and right now that's kind of in deliberation. I think they have a contract on that property.
When was your first approval?
I think it was 2008, I believe.
And you have not reapplied since?
Yes, we had to come back once before.
Once before.
Yeah, we came back once before and got another special use.
Okay.
So that was like 5 years.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What services do you provide to the community?
We are there during the school year. We're there before and after school. So we put the kids on the bus and send them to school. And then after school, we do homework. We have prevention programs, some sports programs. Erica's the director there. I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm missing. But
We do fundraisers. We do a lot of things with parents in the community as well, too.
We do support a lot of the families with getting them the right resources that they need. Because sometimes it's not all about the children, it's all about the families. And we have, in the summer we're there all day, from 6:30 in the morning till 6 at night.
Wow. And any other questions?
Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp.
I see there's neighborhoods around there. Are there kids in those in the neighborhood who use this?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So benefiting people in the neighboring adjacent properties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Very well. Is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant the special use exemption for a period of 5 years for case number 12,287.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
The motion is second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons been stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.